Hello, and welcome to the Heart-Centered Horsemanship Academy podcast. This is episode 21 of season 2. I'm Kimberly Horman, and today we're going to be talking about arm and elbow positioning. It's common to hear instructors mention a rider's hands, but another crucial part of your upper body position is the positioning of your arms and the angle of your elbows. Most riders know to keep their eyes up, hands together, and heels slightly down. There are basics across the board. However, with arm and elbow positioning, the solution is variable and it depends largely on each person's physical build, their horse's conformation, and the level of training that they're at with their horse. These factors combined are what play into correct arm and elbow positioning. So let's get into detail. A rider who's taller through their rib cage and has a long torso, yet average length arms, will have a position that greatly differs from a shorter rider who has long arms. A horse going at training level and just beginning to understand contact will also require a different arm position than an upper-level horse performing an advanced movement such as a passage. With different levels of training comes different rein length. Subsequently, different rein length requires different levels of elasticity required in the shoulder, elbow, and arms. Not only do we need to strive for an independent seat, independent hands are also a prerequisite for finessing hand positioning. If a horse gets strong in the bridle, the muscles required to ask him to move more up are actually located in the rider's core and has far less to do with the strength of their arms. Engaging the core when a horse gets heavy and using your leg cues to push them more forward allows you to keep your balance and not get dragged down along with the horse's head and neck. To practice this, you can enlist some help from someone on the ground, have them hold the other end of the reins by the bit, and try to pull you down and forward while you're sitting on your horse. You'll notice if you use your arms to try to keep yourself upright and to fix the problem, you'll quickly realize that this creates a tug-of-war scenario where you're pulling yourself forward in order to try to regain your balance. Also, in this process, you're also putting a lot of weight into the reins if this was the horse's mouth instead of somebody trying to help you out with that feel on the ground. That would be a lot of pressure, right? So instead, try engaging your core and bringing your back a little bit more flat, and you'll see that at this point you're no longer collapsing. Your hands will feel more stabilized. And if this were a scenario with your horse instead of a helper on the ground, you'd be balanced enough and organized enough to apply your leg then to get your horse to move forward, which would help her off of her forehand and make her lighter. So since elbow positioning isn't the same in every rider, and softness in the elbow joint is generally what your instructor is looking for if they're telling you to bend your elbows and follow, let's just use some imagery that will hopefully help you find the right position for yourself and your horse. First off, you want to imagine that you have a straight line from your elbow to the bit. Now, imagine that you're sitting on a bicycle that has the handlebars positioned in a way where you can sit up straight instead of kind of pitch forward like most bikes do. Now, with your hands on those imaginary handlebars, simply turn your thumbs up instead of keeping them flat. Next, bring your elbows in to rest by the front side of your hips. Imagine that you have a softball under your armpit and that your elbows have gained 20 pounds each. You really want to have a feeling that your elbows are heavy, but the feel of the reins in your hands is light. As the horse's head and neck moves, the elasticity of your elbows will allow your hands to follow this motion without an interruption in the contact. Instead of having a backwards feeling on the reins, imagine that you're pushing a shopping cart You want to stay with the horse's forward impulsion and not come against it. I hope these tips help you find the sweet spot for your elbow and arm position while you're riding. Remember, developing feel does not happen overnight, so be patient with yourself and your horse. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or feedback for me, feel free to hop onto my website, heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com, and you can contact me from there. Thank you so much for listening, and let's make sure your next ride is a confident, happy, and harmonious one, and we will talk soon.